Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par with me, Maury Povich, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the LA Local Evening Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back each weekday afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
Good afternoon, I'm Rob Archer. Kamala Harris's Veep Stakes ramp up to a feverish pitch, and some local colleges being accused of fudging their crime stats. But first, an off-duty L.A. County Sheriff deputy has been killed in a single-car crash. The crash happened last night in Valencia near McBean Parkway. It was confirmed this afternoon. Jason Vigor was pronounced dead at the scene. An unidentified woman apparently with him was injured and was taken to a hospital. He was 43 years old, had been with the department since 2008. The second of three Kobe statues has been unveiled, but you won't get to see it until tomorrow. Today's ceremony was a private one. The statue depicts him sitting courtside with his daughter Gianna. The third statue is expected to be unveiled sometime next season. In other Kobe news, an auction for his locker brought in $2.88 million, a lot more than expected. Sotheby's had expected it to go for about $1.2 million. The auction house says it's going to donate part of the proceeds to the Los Angeles Lakers Youth Foundation to honor his legacy of philanthropy and community impact. A state audit finds that six colleges, including LA's Mount St. Mary's University, are providing a false sense of security. Karen Adams has more.
The report finds Mount St. Mary's and the other schools are underreporting the crimes on their campuses. MSMU tells me it was audited this year because it erroneously overreported crimes by 56% in 2022. And it tells me its campuses remain very safe. Mia Chen, a student here, agrees.
I mean, I feel safe. My peers feel, they feel safe, too. I haven't heard anything crazy happen here.
The state checks to see if universities that receive federal money are in compliance with the Clery Act every 3 years. It requires schools to record and report crimes on their campuses. It's named after a student who was raped and murdered in her college dorm in Pennsylvania.
The Nixon fire in Riverside County was started by what officials are calling a faulty electrical panel on private property. Left about 900 people displaced from their homes while burning more than 5,200 acres. Fire Captain Daniel Potter with Cal Fire has been at the scene. He tells us they're up to 21% containment.
And most of those are in the community of Lake Riverside, where all the houses were the origin of the fire started. And so we're trying to get everything accomplished to get, you know, all the hot spots and all that stuff extinguished, and working with ANZA Electric and stuff to get power that was shut off on the initial day of the fire, get some power poles replaced that were damaged.
He says the sooner power can be restored to the area, the sooner people can get back into their homes. The mayor of Huntington Beach is not backing down on her opposition to California's new gender identity law. That law bans schools from notifying parents if their kids ask to use pronouns that differ from their biological sex. Mayor Gracie Vandermark tells Fox 11 she is proposing a city ordinance that declares Huntington Beach a parents' right to know city.
The governor can raise his children the way he wants. I will raise my children the way I want. They're our children. It is our choice. And he needs to stick his nose out of our business.
But not everybody on the city council is behind her proposal. Councilmember Dan Kalmick says it's just political theater that would have little or no impact. The mayor also getting a lot of pushback from local LGBTQ advocates. L.A. officially is against the proposed mega merger of Kroger and Albertsons. Those are the parent companies of Ralph's and Vons. Councilmember Tracy Park told Craig Figner what she thinks, why she thinks it would be bad for L.A.
Little Vons in Westchester, as you probably know, this is an adorable little postage stamp size Vons grocery store right in the heart of Westchester. It has served the neighborhood for over 50 years. and unfortunately is slated for closure as part of the Kroger-Albertsons merger. So today we've introduced a resolution formally opposing that merger, which inevitably will result in the loss of good union jobs and the loss of dozens of grocery stores in our communities.
When these resolutions come up, the city can't stop it, but they do say something.
While we are not the decision maker on this, I do believe that our lobbying efforts help.
The merger is valued at nearly $25 billion. A nurse has been ordered to stand trial on murder charges stemming from a high-speed crash at a Windsor Hills intersection that killed six people, including an unborn baby, in August of 2022. The judge also rejected bail for Nicole Linton, saying she is a danger to the community. Investigators say she's going about 130 miles an hour when she ran a red light. The crash, the carnage, and the fires all caught on surveillance video. There was testimony at the hearing that she was suicidal, and her defense team said this was a tragic accident, but not murder. Well, the feds are suing TikTok, and we will get an update from Paris as the first week of the Olympics wraps up. That's coming up as Nonstop News at 5 continues.
The big story
on KNX News 97.1 FM.
Vice President Kamala Harris became the Democratic Party's presumptive nominee for president today. Next up, picking a running mate. KNX News chief correspondent Charles Feldman checked in with Democratic strategist Amanda Renteria, who worked for Hillary Clinton's 2016 campaign.
As we approach the weekend, we still don't know, unless you've got some inside info, on who the vice president is going to pick to be her vice president. Do you have any sort of sense of where this is going?
I do not have any inside scoop, but I do have to tell you, the party is super excited to find out because there are so many great candidates. And so that's really been the focus around not just who the vice presidential pick is, but also solidifying support around her and her message as well as it moves into a vice presidential pick and a team effort.
You know how these campaigns run. So what do you make of all this, sort of chatter that since the first event next week is in the state of Pennsylvania, and we already know she plans to campaign with her then newly selected running mate, that it would have to therefore be Shapiro because he's the governor of the state after all.
Or one could argue that the reason why she's going there is because she's not picking it, but she wants to actually send the message that this state is incredibly important. So it goes both ways. Part of what's fun about following a campaign is figuring out or trying to read the tea leaves here. But the truth is, Pennsylvania is an incredibly important state. And that makes sense that that is the state she is going to first. You can see some of the numbers that show she's got to close a gap there. And so either way, Pennsylvania should be the first pick. For her trip anyway.
You political people are so crafty. let me also ask you about the whole speed of which this is now operating. And I bring that up because the whole notion only a few weeks ago when there was talk at the time that Joe Biden was going to not run for a second term, that if it led to an open convention, a fight on the convention floor, that there wouldn't be enough time to solidify things because it would only be a couple of months before election time. But yet this has moved incredibly fast. I mean, from the time he said, I'm not going to run, till the time he endorsed Kamala Harris, to the time she's now already secured enough delegates to be the party's nominee, to the time that she's going to select a running mate, which normally, as you know, takes several months and is being reduced to really a couple of weeks. Doesn't that kind of run counter to the notion that we couldn't have done a open convention with a couple of months to go?
Well, unusual times certainly require unprecedented events as well to make things work behind the scenes. But I will tell you that there has been a lot of work that she herself has had to do in terms of calling everyone, getting folks comfortable, relying on the relationships that she has also built in her political career. So a lot of work really behind the scenes to make sure people were comfortable with this. And then what people really saw was the excitement in the voter base. That is really what led to not just a practicality of we need to get to a candidate, but a reality that there was an energy around her as the candidate.
And Harris is planning to start campaigning alongside a running mate on Tuesday, starting with a rally in Philadelphia.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
The feds are suing TikTok, saying the social media platform deliberately collected data and information on kids under 13. The Chinese-owned company based in Culver City, and this lawsuit from the Justice Department filed in federal court in L.A. Alan Butler heads the Electronic Privacy Information Center, says this action is hugely significant, a big deal, because he thinks it has nothing to do with politics.
Some criticisms of TikTok could be unfair. I think here you're talking about specific allegations that TikTok not only violated the privacy of children, but that they repeatedly did so even after they were already under a special consent order from the FTC. So it's just not the case that we can say that other social media platforms are also routinely flouting the law in the way that this alleges TikTok was doing.
The company issued a statement saying it disagrees with the allegations and is proud of its efforts to protect children.
Breaking news
on KNX News 97.1 FM.
We were telling you yesterday that a plea deal had been reached between the U.S. government and prosecutors and three men who were allegedly masterminds of the plot on the 9/11 terrorist attacks on this country back in 2001. Well, now we've got some new information. The U.S. Defense Secretary has revoked that plea deal with those three men accused of plotting 9/11. This effectively reinstates this as a death penalty case, and we will have more on this as it comes in. First week of the Olympics, just about done. So is the journey in Paris of a local Olympic gold medal winner who's been talking with us about her experience there as a fan this time around. Melanie Thomas from Newport Beach is returning home this weekend, says if you are thinking about watching some events in person with the games come to LA in 4 years, you should definitely make sure you do that.
And I encourage you to see events that maybe you would not normally see, right? Like all the big hitters, right? We got swimming, we got basketball, we got track and field. But you know what? Go see rowing. Go see beach volleyball. Go see some events that, you know, that maybe you'll never see again in your life. But I am telling you 100% go to the Olympics in Los Angeles.
Thomas wrapped up her Olympic viewing experience watching track and field. She watched swimming yesterday, says that was emotional. Watching it in person, considering she won gold in swimming in the 4x100-meter freestyle relay in 1996 in Atlanta.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.